Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Isaiah 42:3.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolfe. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Isaiah 42:3. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. In faithfulness he will bring forth justice. Years ago, I walked beside a severely depressed teenager. Now, this was during COVID, when schools were shutting down and everyone, kids and youth included, were forced into isolation. I'm sure you remember. It was a painful time for everyone, but especially for this teen, because her home situation was really, really hard. School had become her escape, her one place of safety, and now that was gone. And each day as she and I connected over Zoom, I had one goal: to help her guard her light, her spark of life within her. As today's verse reveals, this is God's heart for us as well. Speaking of Jesus, we read in verse 2 that he will not shout or cry out or raise his voice in the streets. Now, that doesn't mean he wouldn't or didn't speak truth, or that he was never authoritative when he did so. If you've read any of his encounters with the Pharisees, you know he could be quite firm and direct, always speaking the truth that, if accepted, would set people free. But Jesus was never domineering or oppressive. He doesn't bully or manipulate us or demand our allegiance. Instead, as he stated in Matthew 11, verse 29, he was and is gentle and lowly, humble in heart, drawing the wounded, the downtrodden, and the oppressed closer in love. This is what we see in today's verse, which again states, a bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. In faithfulness, he will bring forth justice. So consider a fragile and bruised reed. As Got Questions wrote, quote, to the world, a bruised reed is a worthless thing. It has no power, no stability, no purpose. It is good for nothing but to be cut down and discarded. So in the world, there are many bruised people, individuals who have been wounded emotionally, spiritually, or physically. They are feeble. And to most of the world, they are dispensable, but not to God, end quote. Now, picture a spark, maybe a flame that once burned really bright, but has been doused with so much heartache, anxiety, and stress that it's begun to go out, and you see so much smoke. Some might find the smoke irritating and blow the last of the wick's embers out, but that is not how Jesus treats us. Consider what David Guzik from the Enduring Word wrote, quote, "Often we feel that God deals roughly with our weaknesses and failures. Just the opposite is true. He deals with them gently, tenderly, helping them along until the bruised reed is strong and the smoking flax is in full flame," end quote. We see this in Jesus again and again, including in Matthew 12, where, referring to our Savior, Scripture quoted the Isaiah passage twice in this chapter. His disciples did something on the Sabbath that wasn't actually against the Jewish laws, but rather the extensive man-made rules the Pharisees had developed around the laws in their effort to control nearly every aspect of human behavior. With their system of power threatened, the religious leaders became so enraged, they began plotting to kill Jesus. And Scripture tells us that he knew this, and yet he quietly slipped away from the conflict when he could have easily overpowered and conquered. He could have easily made a spectacle of these power-hungry and proud men. And yet he humbly removed himself from the drama to heal the masses. The bruised reeds bowed beneath their physical ailments, their discouragement, their anxiety, their feelings of hopelessness that was threatening to extinguish their light. That is the picture of Jesus today's verse paints, reminding us of his words in Matthew 11, 28 to 30, which says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." That is his daily invitation to each of us. The next time you feel like you can't take one more step, when you feel as if the road ahead of you is just too dark and too foggy, and the burden upon you more than you can bear, remember today's verse and remember Christ's invitation to come to him and to trust him to strengthen what feels ready to break and to ignite what's become little more than smoke. Let's pray. Holy Father, we thank you for your gentle, tender, humble, loving, faithful heart. You see us. You see our pain. You see our weaknesses. You see our struggles. You see those times when we are bent beneath the weight of our circumstances. And you don't fault us. You don't get frustrated with us. Instead, you have compassion and mercy and grace. Draw us to yourself and you strengthen us from within. You give us guidance. You tell us what to release and what to hold tight to, what to wait on, and how precisely to wait. You guide our steps so that those burdens don't feel quite so heavy. And you remind us that really they're not our burdens to carry. All we have to do is keep our eyes on you. All we have to do is walk where you tell us to walk, when you tell us to walk, to sit when you tell us to sit, to rest when you tell us to rest, and you will take care of everything else. All we have to do is follow you, and you will take care of everything else. Your yoke indeed is easy. We don't have to figure everything out. We don't have to have all the answers. We don't have to fix everything. In fact, we can't. All we can do is follow you, and that is all you've asked, is that we pursue you. And when we pursue you, you give us what we need exactly when we need it. Help us to seek you in our struggles, in our normal days, when everything is going well, but especially when we feel like we're about to break. Give us your wisdom. Give us your insight. Help us to trust that you have everything under control. Help us to trust that you will guide us step by step exactly where we need to be at every moment. Thank you that we don't have to face our battles alone. We don't have to carry our burdens alone. In fact, you ask us not to. You ask us to come, to bind our lives with you and to cast our burdens upon you. And it's in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, that we pray. Amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Has fear stolen your peace? I'm Jennifer Slattery, lead host of the Faith Over Fear podcast, helping you fight your fears and grow your faith. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.